Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Right now, there's a lot of effort by educational institutions, corporations, and others to get the COVID injection, even the so-called vaccine passports. We're going to be talking about this and particularly what's happening with these COVID injections on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our special guest is Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Merritt, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Well, thanks. Nice to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back, and your credentials are very well known. You've been in the surgical room for 40 years as a surgeon, and you have done a lot of research on these issues with regards to these, not only COVID in general, masking, but also particularly the injections.
You kind of got thrown into this, didn't you?
Right. I didn't expect to be in this fight, but this is my war, I guess.
So now we have three injections that have been emergency approved, not licensed by the FDA, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer/BioNTech, and Moderna. What do you see happening with those injections? And maybe you can break down if there's a difference here between Pfizer and Moderna and then Johnson & Johnson with people who have received these injections. If you look at the typical media, they say it's all very safe. What are you seeing? What's the data show?
Right. I mean, it's alarming. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my medical career. I have to tell you, this is how bad it is. And I tell people it is time to stand up because they're coming after you and they're coming after your children. And they don't care about the facts and they don't care about honesty. And I know that because they're now removing people from the VAERS data bank that they don't want to have in there.
We've talked about VAERS, but explain what that is.
Right. So VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And the whole idea of VAERS is it is not meant to be proof of anything. It is supposed to share information worldwide, essentially, but certainly within the United States, about any vaccine side effects that people feel they've experienced. Because it's only when they admit, by the way, that the federal government and the FDA admit that no vaccine is fully licensed until it's been tried in large numbers, which means that in all cases, when you have a new flu vaccine, whatever, people are technically unnamed participants in stage four FDA trials. That's the way it works. What's happening now is, in this case, though, they've never really trialed it on anybody before they rolled it out to the whole world.
So people are guinea pigs now.
The whole world is a guinea pig. Now, it's one thing to roll out a drug and make a mistake, but you only tried it on 100 people. But 7.8 billion, including children. You know, this should take this, you know, people, what's amazing to me, and I'll get into the specifics of the vaccines, but what's amazing to me just at the get-go, that people who wouldn't buy the first edition of a new car line because they're worried the bugs aren't worked out are buying into this program without really any knowledge. And doctors, too. Doctors don't know what's in here. There are a few people, I don't know what's in these. We have really looked. In fact, I was just on the phone the other day with a friend of mine who's more into research, and I said, somebody needs to sequence this. We need to pay an independent lab to sequence one of these vaccines to actually see, because nobody really knows outside of the research group. Keep that in mind. So these three vaccines differ in this way. So the Moderna and the Pfizer are mRNA vaccines.
And they're not really vaccines, right?
They're not really vaccines. These are, I think, I call them experimental unapproved genetic agents. This is genetic therapy of some sort. They're using your own genome, and they're stomping down on your innate immune system so they can put these things into you and then have them theoretically give you immunity to the disease. But I'm going to tell you right up front, that isn't working. These are not giving people immunity. They're giving people the disease. And I could show that in Israel, where when there was 12.5% of the nation was vaccinated, 51% of the deaths by COVID were in vaccinated people. Okay, that's not an encouraging number. The Johnson & Johnson is a DNA vaccine, theoretically, a DNA agent. It could theoretically intercalate, get into, in other words, become part of your DNA. I don't know whether it does or not, but here's the point. neither do these people that are giving it to us. They have not done long-term studies on humans. And if they have, they have not published it. They've not made it available to anybody that's actually treating patients. They've not done studies to know how long this RNA sits around in your body. Now, the way that the RNA and the DNA work, ultimately, they produce the very pathogen that gives you COVID. So the pathogen that gives you COVID is a part of the spike protein of this coronavirus. Whether or not the coronavirus ever existed, whether or not it's a real disease, that's a whole new debate. Or not new debate, that's a whole different debate. They tell you this is going to give you the spike protein of the coronavirus, and it's going to be made in your system. And then it just doesn't sit there and roll around. What it does is it becomes part of your cell's cell wall.
So this particular, if you get COVID, one of the things that it does to your body is it affects the spike protein. Is that correct?
The COVID disease, if they're correct, and I'm going to say there's a lot of unknowns here, more unknowns than knowns. If they're correct that there's a disease COVID that's caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, then what that has done is it's the head, it's the corona spike protein that is novel, that has been manipulated in a lab that now can attack you through your ACE2 pathways, through these specific cell pathways. So what happens, it gets into your cells, it makes you sick by producing the spike protein, which gives you all these side effects like bleeding, clotting, pulmonary damage.
And that's why it can affect multiple organs of different...
Right, multiple organ damage. It gets into your brain. It damages your endothelium, the inside of your arteries, in other words. So this spike protein is what kills you in people who die of COVID. Now, let me get this right. We're giving the spike protein in a raw form, in the worst possible way, to everybody to be immunized with. Yes. And that's why, you know, what's happening when older people die? Now, young people are dying too for mostly a little different reason, but older people are dying of COVID after they get the vaccine. They're diagnosed with COVID after they get the vaccine. Why? Because they're suddenly given an overwhelming bolus, a huge dose of the spike protein all over their body, becoming part of them. It literally becomes part of you. And now, if you don't have a great immune system, what's going to happen is you can't survive the onslaught, and you die of COVID.
So one question is that if you have synthetically or artificially created this spike protein through the mRNA Pfizer Moderna injections, does that leave your body? Sometimes you have, for example, people that have fever and so forth, so that's their immune system reacting to what's just been injected, but after you recover from that, does it leave your body, and what's the long-term effect of that?
Well, the thing of it is, and a big unknown is, we don't know how long the RNA or the DNA stays around in your body. But as long as it does stay around, you're producing spike protein. So if it only stays around 3 days, that's one thing. If it stays around 6 weeks or 3 months or forever, that's a whole nother thing. Because as long as it's producing spike proteins, your cells get contaminated with them, and your body has to kill off those cells in order to survive. If it doesn't go away and we continue this process over a long period of time, it's autoimmune disease. You're just going to start killing off more and more of your own cells when you start attacking your own cells because you don't see them as self, because you've made this Frankenstein cell with a spike protein in it.
And women are having issues, right, with their menstrual cycle, with fertility.
Oh, yeah. It sure seems to go after women's healthy cycling. And we're seeing even children that have never had girls that have never had a menstrual period start to bleed. We're seeing postmenopausal women start to bleed. Now, what also is happening is this is not necessarily in vaccinated women. It's in women around vaccinated people.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that on the next program, the idea of so-called shedding or transmission of somebody who's injected to somebody who either perhaps may not have been injected, where you have those symptoms transmitted to someone else. That is a bigger concern. Our guest is Dr. Lee Merritt. There's a lot of concerns here, people. We want you to be educated about this. I know some of you listening to this program have gotten one of these injections, and so on a future program this week, Dr. Merritt's going to talk about what do you do if you have had one of these injections, you may or may not have had adverse reactions. What do you do? We're going to address that on a future Faith in Freedom. So you'll want to stay tuned. For more information, go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine. There you'll be able to find Dr. Lee Merritt's website as well for a lot of information, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith in Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.